Nishta Bhakti means to be situated very firmly at a place, not to be moved from the place. I once did meet a master of Tai Chi, and I asked him, can you show me what is Tai Chi? And he said, well, I need 5 minutes. And then he said, then I left him. And then he said, now you can try to move me after 5 minutes. So I tried to move him gently, and he could not be moved. Then I tried to move him a little firmer, but he could not be moved. Finally, I decided, well, I would like to know what is Tai Chi, so I might make the experiment. I took a distance of 10 meters and just ran very firmly and tried to push him, but he could not be moved. I asked him, what did you do? He said, I became steady like a tree. It's an exercise. There you root yourself by rooting yourself. How to do this takes a long time to explain, but that's all I want to tell to you, because you are bhakti yogi, you will not understand all these practices. So in Krishna consciousness, there's also something like rooting ourselves into our spiritual life, and this rooting ourselves comes by steady practice, not by something else. Practice, practice, practice. In this Japa retreat, I would like to give you the tools so that you can practice more successfully, but the practice you will have to do yourself, either in the Japa retreat or outside of the Japa retreat. It's very important that you do the practice. See, there's Nishta Bhakti or steady Bhakti, where you can concentrate your mind for a long period on Krishna. And there is Anishta Bhakti or unsteady Bhakti, where you cannot root yourself very firmly. The five symptoms of Anishta Bhakti, Hare Krishna Ananda Gopal. You come in where we discuss Anishta Bhakti, but you are Anishta Bhakta. The five symptoms of Anishta Bhakti is something which a person like me experiences. Laya means sleep. If you're sleepy, when we sit down for the lecture or when we sit down for chanting. The second symptom is vikshepa. We have heard this word already. Vikshipta is a state of the mind, and vikshepa means distraction. While we sit down to chant, all the time some thoughts come, some emotions come, some dissatisfaction which is deep within us, maybe dissatisfaction with our own selves, comes and acts as a distraction. And finally, then apratipati comes. It's something which is covering us. Apratipati means an indifference or disinterest in spiritual topics. You may say, no, I'm very interested. But apratipati is something, you could say it's an existential thing which might come from another life. Even it's something that you revolt against the spiritual subject. It would be nice to know the Sanskrit at apratipati. I'm sorry, at this moment, no semblance comes. Apratipati, pratipati, pratipati. Don't. don't know what this means, apratipati. Then kashaya, that's very much in me. Due to my old sanskaras, I have not lived long in this life in bad habits. I was a child more or less when I joined, but because I was a very curious child, I tried many things as a child, which you tried later when you were grown up. Kashaya is like a tendency towards bad habits. This is the Hare Krishna, Krishna Jivani. You have come to give pleasure to our hearts. Please sit with. You don't feel that because you don't pay, you only come for one day. You have to sit in the back. This is not true. we have these bad habits which we somehow have. Habits of sense enjoyment, for instance. Some of us might have smoked before, all types of things and herbs and everything. And tobacco. And we might have had even a habit of sense gratification and different things. So these are all there, and as you chant, they come up. We wanted to show you yesterday a movie on this, but then I thought all these devotees look also tender-hearted and so moved in their face. Let us just chant and hear a little about Krishna to relieve our mind. Huh? Or we might have a terrible habit of finding faults with situations and with people. Whatever it is, or we might like to always have, I don't know, bad habits. So then rasasvada is the fifth tendency of anishta bhakti, unsteady bhakti, which means the taste for material enjoyment. Hare Krishna. So all this, sleep, distraction, disinterest in spiritual life, tendency towards bad habits, and the taste for material enjoyment. All this comes when you try to have a steady practice. It is just comes like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes these as ghosts which come to take hold of you. Yesterday I wanted to chant for a while on the graveyard for a certain reason which I will describe to you in this lecture. There is something like graveyard meditation. Prabhupada gives us the meditation. You can hear later. And then I decided against it because I just know that from previous experiences that sometimes ghosts come. So these bad habits, they should be dead. We don't want them any longer. They should be in the graveyard of the past. But unfortunately, they have left their traces in our hearts in the form of sanskaras. That's the Vedic word for impressions or influences which we suffer from. And as we become steady in one practice, these ghosts come up, and go, Kyo, what is about this sense gratification of eating an ice cream with pizza? That Kyo goes like, wow, let's look at it. And after four rounds, you notice you win with ice cream. I'm giving a harmless, not so embarrassing example. I could give a real example which would make you flush in your wonderful olive-like Japanese skin. So we don't want to do that. or just tendency. I sometimes, you know, because I don't want to make, when I go on these long japa retreats, which take really many, many rounds, I begin to hear old music from the Rolling Stones. Really music which has clearly sensuous intentions or other songs. And I think, please, where is this coming from? And it's from the old sanskaras. We hear that John the Baptist went into the desert for his spiritual practice because he wanted to be alone. But all of a sudden, the Bible describes it, the devil came and tempted him. This is not totally right. It's not necessarily that a person personified men with two horns on the head and a tail and horseshoes comes. It's from the own heart, the old bad tendencies which come. It's only a figurative description. This is what you have to expect on the 64 rounds day. I never explained it before. But now you have done it. 64 rounds days is also not so much about really only 64 rounds and joining the little children who do these counting games. This is not a children's day. It's a very serious day, actually. You try to chant more rounds. This is really what we intend to do. Now you have done it, and I would now encourage you to not go back to 16 rounds. You have done a major breakthrough. Yesterday I said to one devotee, you have driven your tunnel out of the material world to Krishna, maybe a few kilometers ahead. And a lot came out of the tunnel. I asked one devotee, so how was it for you? And the devotee said, very, very blissful. And I said, it's not the answer I wanted to hear. Then I went to another devotee. Yeah. How was it for you? The devotee said, I think we should make this japa retreat a condition for anyone who wants initiation. They should go on the japa retreat. It was wonderful. I feel newborn. Ah, that's also not what I wanted to do. I sincerely looked for devotees who would give me a negative answer, and I found them. I knew who they are. And it was, then I heard what I wanted to hear. It was a struggle. I saw it was not easy. I couldn't do all my rounds which I wanted to do, and so on. And these were the answers I... Prabhu, this is what real spiritual life means. It's not... How to describe it? Best is in Prabhupada's own words. Spiritual life and easy life go ill together. We have to do some endeavor. And you can see it almost like digging a tunnel out of this... through this covering of forgetfulness of Krishna. And as we do the tunneling, some old stones have to come out. That's good. The bigger your pile is before the tunnel, wonderful. You have done serious work. So now, but now let us continue. Now we don't want to tell you any you should do 64 rounds or this rounds. You please do as many rounds as you feel comfortable to do. And for that we will give you time so that you can drive your tunnel. That's a good analogy, I think. So today we will learn something which means arising our spiritual feelings for Krishna. Because I believe that you have noted yesterday, mechanical chanting will not help you if you do more steady practice. You should be able to chant with feelings. And I believe every one of you made that experience, that at times you had feelings of calling out for Krishna. And we will learn now about this in our Radhyonin. We will learn more practically. And on the lecture we will learn the basis. I also want to greet a few devotees. I feel almost very nervous. We have now 3 devotees from Oxford, from the university. I hope I can satisfy you all. The first devotee who came was Kumari Preet, Kumari Priya Mataji. She is somewhere. This is Kumari Priya Mataji. You can please make your hand up. I was thinking the Matajis who would like to know what is... There is a university in the Hare Krishna movement. Yes, there is. It's something like an affiliated study center where you can actually make your doctor degree, Oxford doctor. This is Kumari Priya. She can say, and here is Dr. Kiyo. He came also a little later. I think on Monday you joined us.
Sunday
already. Dr. Kiyo, please raise your hand, Kiyo. This is Kiyo. He is the only one who looks very Asiatic amongst us. So you please, the men, please ask him about this. It's a wonderful thing. And then our Paramdhamma, do I say that name correctly? Paramdhamma Prabhu so kindly joined us yesterday, and after a long journey he arrived on that island, and he said, already I feel something just by being with us, for chanting. Very much welcome. And then Dharma Gup has come to join us for a day, I believe. Thank you so much, Dharma Gup and Krishna Jivani. Thank you so much. This is your first day in the Japa retreat. Maybe we can convince you to join in a future Japa retreat all the time. We will work very hard on convincing you. Hare Krishna. Well, no, I know you have services. Okay, so...